Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, October 29th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the City of Wauchula government wants to share some safety tips for those who are trick-or-treating this year. We had them on our previous show, but of course, we do want to let you know about them again. A parent or responsible adult should always accompany small children, have flashlights for children and their escort, only go to homes that have their porch lights on, do not enter a home or vehicle to accept any candy, and remember the buddy system, always travel in groups. In case you missed it, over a period of 6 days, Polk County Sheriff's undercover detectives conducted a special investigation known as Operation No Tricks, No Treats, with the intent of identifying and helping victims of human trafficking who might be forced into prostitution. Assisting PCSO in the operation, which began on Wednesday, October 20th, were officers from the Auburndale, Haines City, Lake Hamilton, Lake Wales, and Lakeland Police Departments. The operation utilized internet advertisements to arrange the meetings between undercover detectives and suspects, which took place at an undercover location in Polk County. There were 38 people arrested for offering to commit prostitution, which is a second-degree misdemeanor, and four of those suspects have prior arrests for prostitution. Of the 38 arrests, two are possible adult victims of human trafficking. A third juvenile victim was not arrested. 62 were arrested who were soliciting a prostitute, which is a first-degree misdemeanor, and five of those were previously arrested for the same. Your local events, several of them coming up tonight. Let's get started. Tonight, the Boots and Buckles Country Music Festival is coming to the Mosaic Arena. Hear live music from the Tom Jackson Band, Jim Brown, and John Schneider, aka Bo Duke. Gates open at 6 p.m. tonight. Tickets are just $20 and VIP seating is available. Portions of the festival proceeds will benefit the Gary Sinise Foundation, honoring our defenders, veterans, first responders, their families, and those in need. For additional information, you can call 305-761-8860. Today is the last day of early bird registration for the 2021 Toys, Trains, and Candy Canes Christmas Parade. The entry fee right now is $35 for chamber members and $85 for non-members, but after tonight, both prices will raise by $30, so it'll go to $65 for chamber members and $115 for non-members. You can register by going online to hardycc.com/christmas-parade. That's hardycc.com/christmas-parade. Florida's First Assembly of God will be hosting their Fall Fest this Halloween Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. This year, they'll have even more to offer and even more parking. Admission is free, and they are located at 1397 South Florida Avenue right here in Wauchula. Head on out for bounce houses, carnival games, free food, food trucks, and over 100,000 pieces of candy. Halloween night from 5 to 8 p.m. in Pyatt Park is the second annual Trunk or Treat presented by the City of Bowling Green Parks and Recreation Committee. Come on out and join the fun. For questions, you can contact Chiquita Robinson at 863-448-2658 or give Bowling Green City Hall a call at 863-375-2255. Rest Haven Assisted Living Facility needs your help in renovating their 100-year-old building by raffling off a classic car for just $25 per ticket. The car is a classic 1958 Pontiac Chieftain. It is in great condition and mostly original, with all repairs completed by a professional so that it will hold its value of around $20,000. Tickets for the car can be purchased at two locations. You can head into the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours, or you can also buy them inside Tony's Cuts Barbershop. The next public showing of the car will be tomorrow at Heartland Events starting at 11 a.m. For more information, you can call 863-781-1961 or email restorationresthaven@gmail.com. You can also buy your tickets online by visiting the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. And tonight, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel over to Sarasota and take on the Booker Tornadoes in a district away game. Kickoff is at 7:30, and if you can't make it over there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in the area, First Baptist Children's Academy is looking for a program director, a directional credential level 1 or level 2 with VPK endorsement is required. The Florida Department of Corrections is looking for a full-time correctional officer in Avon Park. A high school diploma or GED and open availability are required. And Beef O'Brady's in Wauchula is looking for bartenders and hosts. You must be at least 18 years of age to be a host, or be at least 21 to be a bartender, as well as have a flexible schedule and excellent communication skills. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 79 degrees out, feels like 77. A 2% chance of rain, partly sunny. Shade temperature is 75. The maximum UV index is 3, moderate. Winds west-southwest at 17 miles per hour with gusts up to 28 miles per hour. The humidity 50%, slightly humid. Air quality is fair. The dew point 59 degrees. Cloud cover 45%. 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 7,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:05 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Boaters, use caution on area lakes. Today, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers. Windy with highs around 80. West winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour and a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows in the mid-60s. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. Saturday, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers. Hours, highs in the upper 70s, West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, chance of rain 20%. Saturday night, mostly clear, a slight chance of showers in the evening, lows in the lower 60s. West winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 20% chance of rain. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, and Sunday night, clear, lows in the upper 50s. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for today, tonight, and the weekend. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. And the show goes on, as it certainly did earlier this month at the 32nd annual Georgia National Fair. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, after nearly 2 years of anticipation, Georgia's biggest show returned to Perry in style for 11 days. The Georgia National Fair delighted audiences from across the state and country, bringing in over 485,000 visitors. Although attendance was slightly down from 2019, the GNFA team is extremely pleased. As La Nina climate conditions are back for a second straight winter, above average temperatures will show up in the south and most of the eastern U.S. That's from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center, which issued the 2021 winter weather outlook that extends from December through February. NOAA says the southwest U.S. will be the biggest concern, as below normal precipitation won't improve the drought conditions there. Below normal temps are likely in southern Alaska and the Pacific Northwest eastward through the northern plains. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the USDA is making funding available to bring a significant expansion of access to high-speed internet, healthcare, and educational services for millions of Americans. USDA has $1.15 billion available to help people in rural communities across the country get access to high-speed internet. USDA will begin accepting applications for loans and grants on November 24th and making the funding available through the ReConnect program.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Happy Halloween! If you or your little ones dress up as farmers or scarecrows, it would be a very fitting way to celebrate. It is believed that Halloween's origins lie in the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, which was celebrated from October 31st through November 1st, marking the beginning of winter.
It may have developed from the practice of killing animals at the end of the harvest period to reduce the number of animals you're going to feed, and you can prepare your meat to be available throughout the winter.
As Agriculture Department historian Ann Eflin just explained, the theme of death and sacrifice probably sprung from the farmers' need to slaughter some animals for food over the long winter. And the ancient Celts believed that Samhain was a time when the veil between our world and the other world was lowered, allowing creatures such as fairies and monsters and demons to wander their villages. In Ireland, people would carve turnips into lanterns, which morphed into our modern-day pumpkin jack-o'-lanterns. The ancient Celtic people also believed apples could tell the future. Bobbing for apples was practiced to predict who you would marry. Halloween wasn't always as big a deal in the United States as it is today, partly because of religious beliefs. The new wave of immigrants who came in the mid-19th century brought their customs and celebrations, and over time, Halloween went big nationwide.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street, marking more record highs for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. The Dow also rose, but landed just shy of the record high it set on Tuesday. Small company stocks rose more than the rest of the market, a sign that investors are feeling more optimistic about the economy. Ford jumped 8.7% after reporting earnings that easily beat analysts' forecast and raising its outlook for the year. Heavy equipment maker Caterpillar rose 4.1%. after turning in strong results. The Dow was up 239 points to close at 35,730. The NASDAQ gained 212 to 15,448. The S&P 500 added 44 points to 4,596. New York oil rose 15 cents to $82.81 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Houston used a four-run second inning off Atlanta starter Max Fried for a 7-2 victory over the Braves that evened the World Series of a game apiece. Astros manager Dusty Baker says they didn't panic after losing Game 1.
Like I said last night, these guys don't worry. They weren't worried about last night. I mean, some people in this room thought the series is over already after one game, you know, but it's a seven-game series.
Braves pitcher Luke Jackson says they're in good shape with their Game 3 starter, 23-year-old Ian Anderson.
He's like 65 years old and a 24-year-old person body, so he's an old soul who just kind of goes out there and goes to work.
The next three games are at Atlanta. A Cleveland area roller derby team that has called itself the Guardians since 2013 is suing Cleveland's newly renamed Major League Baseball team to stop it from using the Guardians' name. With one of their biggest games of the season to date coming up, the Arizona Cardinals have lost defensive end J.J. Watt to season-ending shoulder surgery. The 7-0 Cardinals host 6-1 Green Bay tonight. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, it was Miami 106, Brooklyn 93. Kevin Durant, who had 25 points, was asked about the Nets 2-3 start and not playing with unvaccinated star Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, we do miss Kyrie. We do. He's a part of our team.
Oklahoma City beat the Lakers 123-115. LA is 2-3. Atlanta capitalized on 21 offensive rebounds to hold off New Orleans 102-99. It was Charlotte 120, Orlando 111, Toronto 118, Indiana 100, Washington 116, Boston 107, Minnesota 113, Milwaukee 108, Sacramento 110, Phoenix 107, Portland 116, Memphis 96, and Cleveland 92, the LA Clippers 79. Three overtime winners in the NHL, Detroit 3-2 over Washington, Toronto 3, Chicago 2, Vegas 3, Dallas 2. Florida beat Boston 4-1. It was Philadelphia 5-3 over Edmonton. Tampa Bay winger Nikita Kucherov is expected to be out 10 weeks after having surgery and an unspecified lower body injury. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, right when you pull in on 17 South, heading into the city. One of the first businesses right there on your left. And always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: some have considered moving Halloween to Election Day so we can have just one big day of frights. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe and dry rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. Or or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.